Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. And Brett, my normal co-host, and he couldn't quite make it tonight, so we can we'll go and catch up with him tomorrow. But tonight, it seemed like the Astros just nothing. They couldn't get anything going, and I joked about it last night's show, but it came true. I was like, "Well, tonight's pitcher is Lynch is going to turn into Tom Glavine," and he sure looked like that today. I know he didn't strike out a lot of batters, but it just seemed like everything he did just kind of mystified the Astros hitters. And I don't know if it was they haven't seen this type of guy or what it was. It was just a frustrating game. Nothing went right. And that sixth inning, just so much miscommunication in that inning. And twice in a game that you didn't have somebody covering second base. I know, one time at least there was a shift involved. I don't know about the other one, Frommer. I don't know who didn't call go cover the base. But when Frommer Valdez goes back and looks at that game, he's going to see a lot of hits that shouldn't have been real hits there. But unfortunately, that's what it is. And this would be a good game to do a Spotify green room because y'all could be part of the conversation, especially with me being solo. I want to hear what y'all have to say. So I know we weren't actually going to do live show today, but since Brett was having some technology issues, I just decided to go do solo. But tell me what y'all think about this game. But Spotify Green Room is a good way for y'all to become part of the conversation. And it's changing the way we talk about sports. So it's just weird. And I just felt like I felt like wearing something different. So I went a little old school. I got my little World Series, which way am I going? So my 2005 World Series logo there, but going old school, I feel like a Reds fan with this hat on, but that's what we used to wear back in the day, remember? So let's go and talk about this, and guys, keep on subscribing to the YouTube channel. It's going up there. We keep on having people go, but keep on watching it. Keep on listening to the show on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you listen to podcasts, keep on doing this. So Greg Little wants to know what's wrong with us and are losing. Well, the Astros still have a winning record. They still have 70 wins. And yeah, it's frustrating. And if you look at everything, it's not that bad. I know it seems bad just because we're losing against bad teams, but they are 33-24 against teams with losing records. And they're 20-25 in games decided by two or fewer runs. That's what's very worrisome about the Astros. They're 20-25 in games decided by two runs or fewer. That's going to kill the Astros in playoffs. That's what I'm more worried about. I don't care about the losing record versus the teams versus the losing record, because we're not going to face those type of teams in playoffs. It's the when you have a losing record with games decided with two or fewer runs. That's scary. When you have to blow out a team to get wins, that's what is kind of worried there. So it's just weird what's happening right now. The Astros still, what's their record right now? They're still 70 and where is it? I put it somewhere, but they're 70 and let me just, they're 70 and something right now. But anyway, it's just frustrating right now that to see that the Astros are losing like this. And in order to split the series, the Astros are going to have to win the next two games. It's totally doable. And like Albert says, they got to win next two games. Bottom line, no and ifs, buts, or whatever you want to say. They got to go out there, and they have their two of their best pitchers out there. Some people will say, well, I don't know if Zach Greinke's one of your best pitchers, but Luis Garcia is. And so we'll have to see what happens. But yeah, this was a frustrating game. I know game one with Jake Odorizzi on the mound, yeah, that's going to be a loss anytime. And apparently Hernandez was the Royals' best pitcher. I didn't know that. I didn't do a lot of – we didn't get a chance to do a preview series with the Royals guy, so we didn't know that. But this game was frustrating because Framber Valdez, he didn't pitch bad. Yes, he had some bad communication issues. Yes, there's some issues altogether, like the whole like him and Maldi getting crossed up, like that's crazy, especially somebody. I know that the whole thing with Valdez is he gets very amped up. Brandon Backe, that's why I kind of remember this. Brandon Backe wore this, and he always played with a lot of emotion. And so Carlos Correa has to kind of come in and tell Valdez to calm down and settle down. Let's focus. And Maldi has to do the same thing. But there, how many times was Maldonado crossed up and Valdez? It just, like, I know that a pitch got away a couple times, but those type of decisions in a game like this will cost you the win. And that's what happened. I mean, at that time, it was a 1-1 game in the sixth inning. Then you had the hit, and then you had the runner get the batter get hit by the pitch, and then you had the cross up, then the advance, then you had the 2-run double by I think it was Michael Taylor. And it just seemed like everything went wrong for the Astros in that inning. It was just so frustrating. It was just one of those things that it just was sixth inning. It just, I wish Brett was able to be here so we can kind of talk about it, but thank you, Houston Metro Project. But it's frustrating to see this type of game. And Framber Valdez, I know that Dusty brought him back out for the seventh inning because he basically didn't have anybody warming up. But Valdez did what he's supposed to do, and he pitched. And I really don't blame this game on Valdez. Yes, I think that, I mean, I guess he only pitched 6 2/3 innings. He did allow 9 hits, 3 earned runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Pedro Baez came in, and he's looking pretty good, guys. I know he's not going to strike out a lot of hitters. He's going to be a contact guy. He's going to get some outs like that. So he's looking pretty good. But Valdez, he gave you the innings, and you didn't have to use a lot of the relievers that you may need to close out the next two games, hopefully to get some victories. And so that's what Baez did today. He kind of bridged the gap to the end of the game. And but Lynch came out and pitched 7 innings, only allowed 4 Astros hits, 1 earned run, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. It was, and this guy still, after this excellent effort, has a 5.12 ERA. He's not Tom Glavine, guys. Why do the Astros struggle versus people like this? And it's crazy. So let's talk a little bit about Green Room. This episode is brought to you by Green Room. It's the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, Brett, other fans, athletes, insiders, real time about your favorite team, the Astros, or the sport, if you're just a baseball fan. It's a Green Room is the perfect place to start a conversation about the league, and I hear them talking about movies on there. They're talking about basketball. It's not just about baseball, but there's a whole bunch of different conversations going on. So be sure to join Brett and I this week. We'll probably be doing one on Friday or Saturday night, talking about hopefully the Astros winning a game versus Mariners. And go download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. Follow me at Eric Heisman, and I think Brett's at H-Town Wheelhouse. It's to be notified when our room goes live. I know you don't want to miss it. I'm planning to go live this weekend at probably Friday or Saturday night. I can't wait to hear everybody's thoughts on the Astros. See you then. Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. All right, so I know the Astros were missing a big bat in today's lineup. I know Yordan Alvarez. I know the whole stomach issue. I know a lot of people are saying, well, if Kyle Tucker is on the health safety protocol, and then all of a sudden you have Yordan Alvarez going, having stomach issues. And I don't want to go into it, but a lot of people are saying, well, could he possibly have it? And why is he being, kind of sticking to himself? Why is he being quarantined? And I think the Astros are just being cautious with him. I think that Dusty Baker said that he wasn't playing today's game. There's a chance, if needed, that he could have pinch hit in today's game. But if you're quarantining a player, you're not going to pinch hit him in a game. So I didn't really think that really was a good situation in this thing. So this game, Jones went 0-for-3 as a, I think Michael Connor, whoever did the post, the pregame show, said as a acting DH today. I love that. But Myers, once again, he's on fire, and he's batting .292 with a .971 OPS. How do you not have this guy leading off? I'm totally kidding here, but this guy is off to a great start. He had one of his hits was, I believe it was 111 off the bat, and it literally almost took off the shortstop's glove. So this guy is a hitter. I could see how he rose so fast through the Astros minor league. So this was crazy. It just, the only problem is that Myers got two hits. He had Correa had that RBI. I think, was it a double? No, it was just a single. So I guess I know Brett wanted to really talk about sending Maldonado home. Y'all tell me in the chat, because I was actually full disclosure, I actually took a nap during the second and third inning, I believe. It's this going back to school is kicking my butt, but I did watch the replay. So that was a short kind of bloop. I guess you could call it a bloop, but by Correa. And so I know that they sent who was on base? It was Myers. I know Myers scored, and I know that they send Maldonado home. But by the time Maldonado crossed third base, the ball had already reached the left fielder, and he was already in the process of throwing home. That was a little ballsy. I guess I can use that word. I wouldn't have made that play if I was a third base coach. So I just think that was a bad send, but I'm not a third base coach. I just pretended to be one on a podcast on YouTube. So, but I don't know. What do y'all think? I see Mr. Corona said it was a bonehead move there. By the way, I see somebody saying missing Springer. He was our heart. Springer is back on the IL again. That guy, he can't catch a break this year. He is one of the hottest players in baseball. Then he gets hit on the IL again. I don't think he's somebody's asking why is Gary Pettis not our third base coach. I don't think he's totally healthy and ready to, because believe it or not, third base coach is a pretty active position. You have to move out of the way of a lot of foul balls. You have to do this motion, especially when you're telling Maldonado, go, 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 go. And then you get thrown out at home plate. So I think that was a reason. So I think just get that one run in that situation, and don't, with especially somebody who I believe it was Yordan Alvarez and Aledmys Diaz at one time were making fun of Maldonado running. You don't send him in that situation. That's just my opinion. I don't think that was the thing that made the Astros lose this game. It was the decisions and the lack of communication in the sixth inning that kind of led to the Astros losing this game. It wasn't all Framber Valdez. I don't really even know what happened. I mean, how do you not have somebody covering second base? I mean, if you see Yuli Gurriel going to get the ball, wouldn't you go to first base? I know that you're shifting and Carlos Correa could have gone there, but a lot of people are talking about that play where Carlos Correa basically ran by the second base bag, but his momentum, he probably couldn't have thrown a ball behind him, but he did throw the ball to first base. But could he have got a double play there? No. Could he got the lead runner at second base? Maybe, but I just don't see that. So, World Traveler said, I agree, don't send Maldonado. Him running any slower, running backwards. And then Zach says, Maldi has a zero speed in the show. I mean, is that legit? Does he have a zero speed in the show? I guess you're talking about that video game. And then MJK Production says, who's faster, Maldi or Yachty? I don't know. They'll have to have a competition. Somebody can tell me what their thing is in the show. So I don't think so. Zach says that we stink right now. I don't know. I don't want to keep on saying you're going to go through this. It's baseball. I mean, it is baseball. You're going to go through these ruts. You're going to face teams like this. I know that yesterday we talked about the Royals have always been a team that steals a lot of bases. But Merrifield was actually picked off by Valdez today. So that's World Traveler says her grandmother's faster than that. So we had pickoffs, but there's just too many weird decision making by the Astros in this game. And in a close scoring game where you only score in one run, it's just not good. And that was the situation in this game. So let me see if there's any. Oh, the Astros have been held to one run in two of their last three games on the heels of a club record 22 game streak in which they scored at least three runs. So the Astros are struggling offensively. Yes, they were on a super long 22 game streak where they had more than three or more runs. So we got to look at the sample size. So 22 games versus three games. So this will come around. It just a little funk they're in right now. For some reason, the Astros were actually playing pretty good. I think they had a 7-game winning streak at Kauffman Stadium versus the Royals, and they basically dominated them. So it just sucks right now. And I know a lot of people are looking at Altuve right now and saying, well, Altuve is struggling right now and he's not helping. Well, in the game before, him and Correa had big games. So yeah, the lineup is as a whole struggling. Somebody said Gurriel, what's his updated? Is it like 0-for-15 since he's come back from IL? Yeah, he doesn't look like he's fully recovered back from his stint on IL. So, yeah, and Yordan Alvarez is not back. And we still have Alex Bregman in AAA pointing at his quad saying, this is my quad. I'm ready. I'm not ready. So we don't know what's really going on. So it's a bad stretch. And like we said, August is typically a bad month for the Houston Astros. Why? I don't know. Maybe they need a Built Bar, right? A Built Bar. So when you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. And I know Brett is a big fan. When he said he has a refrigerator full Built Bar, he's not kidding, guys. I've been over there and he's got literally a Built Bar refrigerator. So if you don't know the Built Bar flavors, they have coconut, cherry, barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. You know what my favorite flavor is? I like the, I think I'm going to go ahead and go with the double chocolate or the mint brownie. So I don't know. I don't really have favorites. I just like them all. So not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Check out the macros. They're 17 to 18 gram proteins. The calories are ranging from 130 to 180. And only 4 to 5 grams of sugar and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasting healthy. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. I think Julia Morales, remember she was trying grasshoppers? I actually have some grasshoppers. I need to bring her some to Minute Maid Park. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the USA track and field team. Isn't that cool? Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. And while we're talking about, I have some quotes from Jim Crane. I'm going to tell you in a second, but he's talking about the playoffs and everything. And Brett and I need to start talking about the playoff rotation. But speaking of betting, Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting news, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. And if you're like Brett and you want to know who's going to get the next rose on The Bachelorette, because he always talks about that, Bet Online has that as well. So before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out the great sporting news, sign up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, and as this is your chance to get in the game as teams prep for their runs in playoff. Head to the website or use their mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Promo code Locked On. All right. MJK brings up something. I know we're not big A's fans here, but Chris Bassitt had a pretty serious incident today. He got hit in the face by a line drive, and that was pretty. I know the A's lost a game. I think they lost a game. It was pretty bad beating. I think that Mitch Moreland was pitching at one point. So, but yeah, as far as I know, I saw that he was alert and conscious. So hopefully he's okay. But that's a scary moment, and that goes back to remember when they tried to get the pitchers to wear the helmets, not the helmets, but the little padded hats and everything. And I remember Colin McHugh saying, yeah, I'm not gonna wear that. Or maybe Colin McHugh was one of the people that said he would wear it. But I remember that never really happened because that would look bad on baseball cards. But Tony says the Yankees are going to make the playoffs now. The Yankees have got hot. You know why? They went out and made some big time moves. They went out and got Gallo. They went out and got Rizzo. They went out and got some relievers. They got some starters. They went out and made some big time moves. I'm not saying the Astros didn't go out and make some big time moves, but the Yankees looked at themselves and they said, hey, we're on the outside looking in. And if we don't make some moves, we're going to be outside of the playoffs. So they did what they thought they had to do. So a lot of people, like Thomas says, the team is fine. I agree with you. It's a little funk. I'm not worried about it. I don't know why they go through this, the Jake Odorizzi game. That was on Odorizzi. That's on some the bullpen that's been very consistent. Since the trade deadline, the bullpen has been very reliable, and it just wasn't reliable. You're going to have those games where the bullpen is not what it's supposed to be. So that's what it was with Yimi Garcia in that game. And also, you can look at Dusty Baker's decision to pitch to Santana. Saldivar Perez. I don't know why I can think of him. Yeah, Perez. So decision to pitch to Perez versus Santana. So a lot of people were talking about that yesterday. I know we addressed that in that. But I think that Hunter Dozier home run was a big play in that game yesterday. Today's game, it was just I don't know if today's game was on Dusty Baker. I think today's game was, if anything, get back to the basics, running the bases, making some smart decisions, like know how to cover bases, and that's shifting, but they do shifts all the time, but just knowing to cover first base and just, I know the first time it happened, everybody's like all smiles, like, oh, oops, nobody was there to cover first base. But the second time it was just like, okay, you can see that Frommer was like, okay, I'm a little pissed right now. And that's when Correa came in. That's when Maldonado came in and said, okay, let's calm down. Okay. Let's all calm down. So, but yeah, there's some moves in here. So it's August. I'm not worried about it. I just think that it's just bad situation. And Lynch was just on top of his game today. And I don't think he's going to be like that tomorrow, but let's see that. I talked about Tucker. Jim Crane had some comments, and he said that here's some his comments on the bullpen. He said, I think we're able to shore up the bullpen, which was needed. That was pretty obvious. It's nice to see some of the young guys playing, so to add some more depth. We had some injuries, as everybody has, but those certainly had affected us. I need to talk to the bullpen in a second, especially Montero. And he also said, hopefully it shapes up that we get everybody back and healthy for a nice run at the end and win the division. Maybe have the best record in baseball in American League to get home field advantage. But you got to win against the bad teams in baseball, Jim. That's the goal. Everybody is on track with that. It's the dog days of August. We're here. And you've seen the support we get in Houston. We've got great fans, and they come out and support the team. And it's a lot better. It was terrible last year for everybody, and they got it done, and we did all right. The team is more focused and had a little more depth, and we've got a chance. This team has a good chance as anybody to go all the way. And Crane also came out, and this is something you're not going to want to hear. But he's also came out and said that gave some praise to Dusty Baker, who's been dealing with a lot of wrestling injuries, including Justin Verlander, then Alex Bregman being out for the past 2 months. A lot of players being on the COVID IL, including Kyle Tucker. But he's had to patch it up. He's done a nice job moving guys in and out and giving guys some rest. I think we're in good shape to make a run. He's well-liked by the players, and he handled himself well. Dusty's done a great job for us since he's come up. Okay. So that was Jim Crane on that. So Montero. So there's really not any big news on Montero, and that's the kind of weird thing. Dusty Baker said before the game is that Montero is still being analyzed on what we're going to do. So, in other words, they really don't know what they're going to do. I think he's rehabbing at the moment. So, on Sunday's pregame show, James Click said the club was getting a second opinion on Montero's injury. So, if you remember, he has, I think he had a right shoulder discomfort. So, in other words, let me translate it. They don't know what's up with his shoulder, and so they don't know what to do with him. So he's rehabbing right now, so they don't know what's going on with him. But he did a really good job of coming in for the Astros. And it's a shame to have Alvarez out of the lineup because he's been one of the Astros' strongest hitters in the lineup. In August, he's batting .354. With 6 doubles, 3 home runs, 10 RBIs, and a 10.59 OPS. So the Astros are really missing his bat. They're really missing Kyle Tucker because Kyle Tucker has been really great. Yeah, so I know Tommy says Adam Clanton really disagrees with Crane on Dusty. Yeah, I know. A lot of people disagrees that Dusty's doing a great job. Will Dusty be back next year? I don't know. So we'll have to see what happens. But so I guess that's all we got for tonight's Lockdown Astros. Let me see. Let's look at the matchup for tomorrow before I leave. It's going to be, I think it's going to be Luis Garcia. No. Is tomorrow the, yeah. So it's going to be Zach Greinke, who is 11-3 with 3.51 ERA versus Brady Singer, who is 3-8 with a 5.42 ERA. So I don't know what to say. I thought that the first two games would be a victory, but who knows? It's baseball, and you can't really say anything. At this point, you got to hope for a split. You can't drop 3 games to the Kansas City Royals. And you got to keep in mind that we're going to just go back to Houston next week and play them for 3 more games. So it's very critical that the Astros split the series at the least here. So Greinke's going to be out. He's coming back home. I believe this is where he started his career. So Greinke's the only one who's had some success versus Greinke is Whit Merrifield. He's got a home run and batting .800 versus him. The rest, Andrew Biantini has 1 at bat and is batting .1,000. Then you have Carlos Santana, not the singer, but he is batting .333 with 0 home runs. So, and none of the Astros have really actually faced Brady Singer. So we'll have to see what tomorrow's game bring, but the Astros just need to get back to basics. They need to cover the base. They need to, make sure they're on the right page when it comes to calling pitches, because Maldi and Framber Valdez were mixed up 3 times that I saw, and maybe more. So, well, I'm not, a lot of people are saying expect a loss. I'm not going to expect a loss. I think the Astros are going to be like, dude, the A's are losing. They're playing the White Sox. We can't keep up dropping games like this. So I think we're going to see a better focus by the Houston Astros tomorrow. And so that's all I got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Make sure you betting on Houston Astros doesn't have to be hard. Make sure you check on the Locked On Bets podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast, and make sure you keep on subscribing to the Locked On Astros podcast. Make sure you give us some likes, and make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And Brett will be back tomorrow, and go Astros, and hopefully we'll be talking about a victory tomorrow.